Sioux Central, represented today by Principal Jeff Sharn. We have a long list of items to share, and I guess this week for some of your students, it's testing time.
Yeah, it is testing time for us here at the Sioux Central. Middle school and high school are testing the rest of this week. So Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, they'll be finishing up their test since we had a day off on Monday of this week. So plenty of sleep for those kids, and get them in here into school, and we'll be taking tests in the first thing in the morning every day.
Yeah, you mentioned the postponement or cancellation of school altogether on Monday. So that postponed an event to tonight, right?
Yes, it did, Chris. The Jazz Band Festival for the Iowa High School Athletic Association has pushed back their date to tonight. Actually, on the 27th, our jazz band will be traveling over to Cherokee to perform.
Okay, what else? I think this week you were telling me a moment ago, FFA banquet.
Yeah, we have our FFA banquet, our annual banquet for FFA students, is on Thursday night of this week on the 28th in the Commons area at about 7 o'clock. They'll have a supper first, and then after that we'll do a lot of awards and basically showcase our students, what they've been doing all year, this past year, and so forth. So if you want tickets for that, just make sure you call the school and get tickets for that for Thursday night at 7 o'clock.
All right. Shout out for those folks, and let's give a little plug for the bowlers at Sioux Central.
You know, it's one thing that's a sport that we offer here at Sioux Central that, you know, they don't get a lot of people come and watch themselves play and so forth. We've got some kids that are doing some great things down there as well. We actually have a home meet next Tuesday on February 4th, so I just would like to, you know, if you have time, get out there and watch those kids perform as well. They practice, you know, three times a week as well, just trying to do their best job too. So it's one of those things that we need to make sure we support our bowling team as well.
Yeah. Okay. And then also more students in another area, which was this past weekend, large group speech.
Yeah, this past weekend we had our large group speech students go up to Spencer and did very well. And we have different groups that are moving on. And I'm just going to mention those groups that are moving on to Lamar's on February 6th. We have a one-act play that is going over to the state competition. We have an ensemble group. We have through group improvs that are going as well. And we have a short film group that is going. So congratulations to those students and to their instructor, Mrs. Roberson.
Okay, great school spotlight. I cannot let you go, Jeff, though, without congratulating you on the air for being inducted into the Baseball Coaches Association Hall of Fame last weekend. Can you give me a little insight of what that was like for you to be honored in such a great way?
Well, it's very humbling, of course, when your peers select you for something like this. But I've just had a great run up here at Sioux Central with a lot of great assistant coaches and great players. And, you know, I've met a lot of great people along the way through this. And it was a great weekend. You know, it capped it off very nicely by talking to some, you know, great people. And, you know, as I've said before, I was inducted with a couple major leaguers, and that was sort of pretty special for me. So it was fun, but I've had a lot of help along the way from great assistant coaches and great players here at Sioux Central.
Well, congratulations, and your run's not over. 600-plus wins and counting. Jeff, congratulations. That was awesome, and thanks for the time with the Spotlight.
All right, thanks, Chris.
You're welcome, and we'll take a break in a moment, but our Spotlight again, brought to you this morning by Ranco and Sioux Rapids, right here on Mix 101.7 and StormLakeRadio.com.